I guess the landscape would have been a lot like what we see now. Scattered farmsteads.
But with more trees. Old growth trees everywhere. This might be a good time to hear again from the interviews collected by Dr. Asa Fitch. Betsy Taylor lived in one of the early settlements of Washington County. Listen to the story she told Asa Fitch.
When the inhabitants were flying before Burgoyne's Indians in Cambridge, an alarm was given where the Kimmis family lived that a party of Indians was near upon them. The family fled from the house. Mrs. Kimmis had a number of chintz dresses, which she was loath to leave for the Indians, so she put them on one upon the other. This detained her so that the Indians were in sight when she left the house. They pursued her. Encumbered with such a load of clothing, she could not make a very rapid flight. Finding the Indians were gaining upon her, and supposing plunder was what they most wanted, she slipped off her outer dress and dropped it, hoping they would be satisfied. But no, picking it up after a short pause to examine its value, they continued the pursuit. Another dress was soon dropped off, then another and another, till finally she had given them all, save her chemise. Still, they continued their pursuit and had nearly overtaken her.
She was quite out of breath.
Then what?
She ran into a house that had just been deserted. The Indians came and caught her. Finding she had nothing more of value other than the chemise, which was torn, they pasted it together with some bread dough left in a kneading trough.
They pasted up the tears in her slip with bread dough?
Then they told her to run for her life.
And they let her go. All they wanted were the chintz dresses.